Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity to be in your house this morning. And we come because we need to encourage one another. We need to be able to experience joy and love and grace and forgiveness. And we don't have to agree with some of those who have hurt us. And we don't forgive them for their sake. We forgive them for our sake because of that good virus and bad virus. When we hold on to different things and don't have a forgiving life, we don't have to agree with what they do. We don't even have to live with them or break bread together, but we got to forgive them. And Father, we know that that's exactly where it is with the Spirit of the living God in us. Grace, love, none of us deserves to be called a Christian. But because of your death, your burial, and your resurrection, you have given us freedom from the bondage of sin and death. Oh, we still make mistakes. We still do things that we shouldn't do. But we can repent and say, Lord, forgive me, for I didn't know what I was doing. Just like Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. So Father, we thank you and praise you. And we pray that everybody here this morning knows you in a personal way. That's what makes Christianity so different than any all the other world religions. It's a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. We give you the glory this morning because all we have to do to receive that wonderful free gift is to say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner and I know I need a Savior. Come into my life and be Lord over it. And I can assure you, you'll never be the same in Jesus' name. We're just drifted away from things that you know better. And just say, Lord, I repent. Teach me how to live life and have it more abundantly. I know what to do. I just didn't do it. So, Lord, forgive me. Give me a fresh anointing of your Spirit. We're looking for a church home. Bethel United Methodist Church is a good church home where you can come and learn and to participate and to share the joys and the concerns and to support one another in this building and outside the building. If you ever want to consider Bethel as your church home, we'd love to talk to you about it. And we give you the glory this morning in Yeshua's precious name. And all of God's children said, Amen.